Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome, 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 everyone. Build, Grow, Enjoy, WIGO 1570, The Light. BGE is back on the west side of things, everyone, and this beautiful, beautiful day, 10-12-2011 in America's finest city, San Diego, California, 3 p.m. ATL, 12 p.m. San Diego. So definitely after a BGE's awesome trip back to Atlanta, and of course we're prepping to get right back out the city, but while we're here, you know, we're reaching out to all the community leaders, joining forces with them, with this financial movement that's alive, and the continued growth of the community, where we can get some create some wealth, get some jobs going within the community. So West Coast swag to the East Coast swing is just awesome. Coast to coast, the financial movement is alive. It's definitely alive already in the city, and I was invited by a very, very dear friend of mine, and of course you guys all know, you know, I am extremely faith-based, and of course this is WIGO, so you know, when it comes to our Savior, the one and only, I am on it. That's just what this movement is all about, putting him first. But I was definitely invited to City of Hope International by a dear, dear friend of mine, a man of God, Marion Ellis. So I'm looking forward to this Sunday. You know, he opened the opportunity for me, but what makes it even more special is that Pastor Terrell and Cherie Fletcher, oh boy, they have a story to tell. Pastor Terrell is an ex-San Diego Charger, and Cherie Fletcher, as you guys all know, is Will Smith's ex-wife, entrepreneur, so definitely looking forward to meeting them both, you know, sharing their testimony, and hopefully we can get them on the air. Trying to get that lined up so that way all of you guys can hear their testimony also. So as you guys can see, this movement is alive. It's definitely going forth. There's so much going on, everyone. You know, I try to just keep everyone in and let them know piece by piece. I may forget some things because BGE is just growing rapidly at a pace that just is like, oh, my gosh, so it's just off the charts. So as a reminder, everyone, ladies, calling all you working divas. You know, cabins are still available, so Ms. Do It All, working divas. Fourth break cruise, scheduled 3/2 to 3/5/2012. MIA to the beautiful Bahamas. As you guys know, Karen and I have some great events that's lined up for you guys. Zumba on the beach, financial workshop, get your money right, get your life together with some work-life balance workshops that we have going on. So definitely get your cabin. Payment plans are available. Karen has negotiated where it is affordable for you guys. We know these times are hard, but at the same time, we need to take a breather at times. So more information on workingdivas.com and, of course, on buildgrowandenjoy.com. And don't forget, everyone, it is Wednesday. So NCES, National Credit Educational Service, CEO, my buddy, George Cole, tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, credit education conference call for all of you that's wanting to get back on track to empower your lives moving forth and what you want to do in your life. Yeah, you guys know credit is extremely important in these times. So more information on buildgrowandenjoy.com. Also, just click the banner, NCES.com. And, of course, you guys know I'm a distributor with George Cole with the National Credit Educational Services. So that's definitely, definitely a plus. And speaking of NCES, I just want to let everyone know, Power Mondays, I will be 7 a.m. Doing a speaking engagement on credit as a request by one of the leaders of that group here in San Diego at the Urban League, 7 a.m. on 10/24/2011. Information will be up on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, so if you definitely want to get out and come hear this message, powerful, powerful message in getting, you know, your credit, getting educated about credit and getting your life back in order when it comes to credit to empower your life so you're able to save yourself some money, buy that house you want, get that car you want, and learn how to budget your money. So come to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We will get that information up, but I will be doing a speaking engagement with Power Mondays with Mr. William, who is the leader of the group here in San Diego. So as I mentioned, everyone, BGE is back in San Diego briefly, like I said, engaging with community leaders and just keeping this financial movement alive. So that leads me today with my guest for today, everyone, San Diego. When I met this guest, I was just moved, inspired. I actually look up to her as a mentor because she is just so influential and just very, very powerful. Not only is she a businesswoman, not only is she a speaker, TV host, business consultant, and trainer, what drew me most to her is that she's a woman of God, everyone. And she is very influential here in San Diego, and that's Ms. Dee Sanford with Dee Sanford International. Welcome, Ms. Dee. It's a pleasure to have you on the air today.
Well, thank you so much, and I am really excited about that introduction, Kalithia. It was great to meet you, too.
Definitely. And everyone, lines are open, 347-215-8709. Live chat, BillGrownEnjoy.com. So, Ms. D, you know, you have a very, very interesting topic to talk with everyone today, that says the seven key C's of business and personal success. But before we get into that, Ms. D, could you just let everyone know in the listening audience who you are and what was your vision and drive and inspiration to go forth with Dee Sanford International?
Well, thank you so much. My name is Dee Sanford. I'm a native San Diegan, and glad to have you back in San Diego, Kalithia. You know, I worked for corporate America for 20 years. I was with AT&T and the Bell Operating Companies and actually was the first African-American woman in sales for Pacific Telephone back in the 70s. And after a number of years in corporate America, I just had that desire. I've always had the desire to be an entrepreneur, and ran into my good friend, and just real Les Brown, and he encouraged me to do that. And so I was able to step away. A package came through. He told me as soon as the package came, take it, and I did. Stepped out on faith over 17 years ago, and God has honored that decision that I prayed very much about. And so I have actually been in business for 17 years, starting out as a call center consultant. I was a telemarketing consultant with the telephone company, and so I started there, but quickly became a trainer and then on to a professional speaker. And as they say, the rest is history, and I've been recreating myself, and also in 1997 founded African American Business Women of Vision, and in 2000 the All Business Women Celebration. So I went into networking organizations and then on television and now on radio as well. So it's been a busy but an exciting journey since then.
Yes, definitely. Wow, what a story, what a testimony, and just awesome that, you know, I'll pass the cross because, like I said, when I met you, I was just inspired. We had breakfast, and we couldn't even sit down because everyone knew you in the restaurant.
Yeah, I'm pretty well known here in San Diego.
So definitely, I just wanted to say, you know, get right into the message for today, you know, the seven key C's of personal and business success. I was drawn to that because it's such a message that I think that so many in these times need to hear. So just kind of let us know, you know, what is the key C's of business and personal success, and what made you create that to get that message out to everyone?
Well, you know, I've often laughed and said God can catch me when I'm in the shower. And one day in the shower, one morning several years ago, he caught me with this, and I just had to get out and write it down. It's truly a message from him. And it's a message of seven words that really have inspired me to keep on track and have inspired other people. And then some of it also is as a result of doing a lot of work with Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. So people that are familiar with that material may recognize some of the thought processes there. So if you like, I can just get started on what those seven thoughts are now. And if we need to take a break during, just let me know.
That is one of my favorite books.
Yes, it has been one of mine, and I was able to do a lot of coaching with that with the Port of San Diego over the years, and a lot of the principles in that book really resonate with me. Now, the first one, however, is not part of the book, and it is a word that I was introduced to some years ago, a phrase, and it's called cognitive restructuring. And cognitive restructuring is the ability to change the way you look at things, to expand your understanding, redefine situations in order to gain greater control over your behavior and the ability to change yourself. Many times we're going to change other people, And many times we look at things in a certain way, but there are more than one way to look at any situation, any person. We don't want to have narrow thinking. So cognitive restructuring really allows us to take control of our thought process, and that's biblical. The Bible tells us to take control of our thought process and think on whatever things are lovely, pure, and of a good report. And so this is part of that ability that God has placed within us to change the way we look at things. There are many more options than you think there are. And I had an experience with that just not too long ago. So when we're looking at something, if we're only seeing the negative, if we're only seeing one way to get something done, cognitive restructuring is taking control of your thought process, looking at it from a different way, and looking for the opportunities that lie within every single situation. That is the term number one, cognitive restructuring. Secondly, I look at commitment. Commitments are those things that we make to ourselves and others, and it involves our integrity to that commitment, and that's the essence of our growth. Many times we get started on something and we want to quit. We have no level of commitment. As soon as we get some words of a discouragement or a few roadblocks in our way, we want to give up, jump ship, all kinds of different things. And that happens professionally and personally. It often starts with our experience in school. It goes all the way back. So many kids are not graduating from high school. They have no commitment to themselves. They have no commitment to being an educated person. If they get out of high school, they may go to college. They turn around, they get sent back because they're not committed. They get out there and get committed to partying. And then we go into job situations, and it may not be the job of a lifetime that we get, but we need to be committed to gleaning everything that we can from that position, learning what we can, because that's part of the building block that God has in our lives for us to grow from that experience. It also applies to relationships. People are not committed in relationships. They don't even want to hear the word committed because it calls to mind sticking with something even when the going gets rough. And you remember, the quitters never win and winners never quit. So that level of commitment to whatever it is that we are involved in is what allows us to grow, what allows us to have a greater level of integrity. Integrity first is how we think about ourselves and then the image that we're projecting to other people. They know that the first time something happens, we're not going to just drop them like a hot potato, drop the situation like a hot potato. We're going to be committed as long as we are, as we possibly can, to ensure success in any situation. Our second word is commitment. Our third word is creativity, and let me know if we need to take a break, and I can certainly stop and pick up later on. Creativity. I'm sorry?
I said definitely. Just keep, you can keep on going. I would let you know. We got a caller, but I'm going to wait just a second and let you just get through a few of them, and then we'll take this caller.
Okay, let me share the third point, creativity, and then we'll take the caller. The creativity is our ability, and I love this, our ability to transcend traditional ideas, rules, patterns, relationships, and to create meaningful new ideas, forms, methods, interpretations, etc. This is our originality, our progressiveness, our imagination. Now, God has planted in all of us the ability to recreate. And our creativity is something that no one should really be able to rob you of, and it allows us to look at a lump of clay and envision a sculpture. It allows us to look at a piece of land and envision a building there. It allows us to look at a group of people and envision an organization. It allowed you to look at build, grow, and enjoy, which are concepts, and create a whole idea and a business and a following and a venue for you to be able to share important information. Our creativity opens the door to our ability to take something that's rough or even non-existent. And isn't that exactly what God did when he spoke the world into existence? There was nothing there. He said, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that, and it was. And he has implanted within us the ability to use what he has given us to create things in the natural. Things are always created twice. And Stephen Covey talks about it's created once in the mind and then in the natural. And so we have all these ideas. We can use those ideas to create opportunities for ourselves and for other people and create pretty much anything that we want to create if we're willing to stick with it and to change the way we look at it. Instead of looking at scarceness, we look at opportunity, and we look at opportunities to work with people and just, you know, really be creative about things. Change, you know, change up. I often talk about recreating yourself, taking the skills that you have and using them in a different venue, looking at what your core competencies are and creating something new out of that. So that's creativity.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's just take this caller really quick, and then
beautiful.
We'll continue this awesome message.
Thank you.
Hi, caller. How are you? Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ms. Kalista, and I want to thank you for inviting me to come on your air. My name is Anthony Wichita. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello, Anthony. How is Atlanta?
right now, it's cooling off. It was hot, but, you know, thank God it even cooled off a little bit.
Well, I definitely miss it already, so I can't wait to get back. So what is the message you have for us today, Anthony? You know I'm ready because you got, like, a message to tell everyone, some job opportunities, and, you know, people are struggling nowadays. So just go ahead and let us have it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. First, I want to say that my wife was listening, and she really got intrigued about the lady who was just speaking earlier, and she asked if she would be a befriender on Facebook.
Awesome.
She wanted me to say my name. It's Jean Rahman, Jean, last name Rahman. But I'm calling as a member of an organization that's internationally but is also located here in Atlanta called Dads on Duty. And I am one of the dads on duty, but I also have a project as a non-custodial father. You know, we on that end of the stick is not too great. So we're working with a group of successful people. They're earning from 5 to 6 figures a month. Doing what they do, and they was willing to show and train the group that we have here in Atlanta and abroad. Wow, it's just so much. But you can.
Is there a website that you know the listeners can go to, and then you guys can talk more one-on-one about the opportunity? You are a member of Bill Girl Joy, so they can actually email you directly to get more information. Correct.
Correct. And the website they can go to is whynotworkathomenow.com. And that is spelled out whynotworkathome.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you for continuing being a part of this financial movement, because you know we all got to pull together. And tell your wife that she can just search D. Sanford. And, of course, her information is on Bill Grown and Joy. And definitely add D, because D is just amazing.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'll look forward to hearing from her.
Oh, she said she's going to call you.
Absolutely. That's what we do. We got to stay empowered as women and keep the message.
Yes. Fresh. I love it.
That information, I'm going to finish getting the rest of these C's, but I just want to say the information that you are sharing is just right on point. And, we, you know, 75% of the work starts with the woman, because we are the mothers, we are the teachers, and you teach a man, you teach that man, but you teach a woman, you teach a village. And
that's,
I just
right.
want to thank you so much for the information that you're bestowing upon us. May God continue to increase you and expand your territory. And I'm just humbled and pleased to get the information that both of you ladies are sharing right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Receive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, there you have it, Dee. We're going to take a quick break, and what we're going to do is we're going to come back, and we're going to finish up these seeds. How many we got left? About four.
I've got
of them?
Four more left, and they're powerhouses, too.
All right. Well, we are ready, so let's take a quick break, and we're going to get right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome back, everyone. Bill Grown and Joy WIGO The Light have Miss D. Sanford, D. Sanford International, very influential community leader here in San Diego, speaking on a very, very much needed message, the 7 key C's of personal and business success. So let's get right into it, Miss D. What are the other 4?
Well, you know, before I do that, I just got to compliment you on that statement. I was writing it down. Someone is sitting in the shade because someone planted a tree a long time ago, and isn't that the truth? We are planting seeds all along the way, and I'm hoping that these are seeds that people will share with their young people and their friends, because we all need words of encouragement. In the first part, we talked about cognitive restructuring, commitment, and creativity. Our fourth word is character, and I just cannot overemphasize the importance of character. Being a businesswoman, I'm approached a lot about so-called business opportunities, and some of them are legitimate, but some of them are not. And I find that in our haste to make a dime or make a dollar, we often get caught up in things and we compromise our character. And, you know, to make some money real quick. And we drag our friends into things that we haven't really done a lot of research on. So let me just define how I look at character. And I look at it as having high moral and ethical qualities, your honesty, courage, integrity, your good reputation, which is critical, and that kind of thing creates the perception of how you are known. And we have the opportunity, Kalithia, to create how we want to be known, whether we want to be known as an honest and moral person, a person of high integrity, or whether we want to be known as a shyster, because people are going to know us from what we present and then the truth of what comes out. Does it support the image that we're trying to project? So our high moral character and ethical qualities are absolutely critical personally and professionally. Everyone wants to meet someone that they can trust, someone that they can listen to and know that that person is not trying to pull a fast one over on them. And as soon as you discover that someone is a liar, someone is dishonest, someone is presenting something that's not in the way that it really is, it really is scary. It's a turnoff, and it has created problems for us as a people for way too long, because we're not always ethical in our business dealings, and we then think that someone else's ice is going to be colder than the ice that we're selling because we've misrepresented over the years. So there's a lot of hidden messages in there, but I'm sure you get what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, because there's a lot of that out there, and
yes, ma'am.
I just turned really quickly.
Yeah. So high moral character is absolutely critical to your business and your personal success. Next is being conscientious. Now, conscientious is right along with having good character. Being conscientious is having a strict, and I emphasize strict, regard for what's right. Being careful, concerned, considerate, consistent, certain, and I love this one, predictably reliable. Now, when you're conscientious, you're taking other people into consideration as you make your plans, as you make your moves, as you interact with people. You're taking them into consideration, not just trying to get over on people, but really taking into consideration how they feel, being concerned about them and, as individuals, and any solutions that you're offering are true solutions that you've uncovered problems in contacting people, businesses, relationships, and any solution that you offer is out of honest concern. But I also like the end of that. You know, I went through a lot of things. I talked about being careful, concerned, considerate, consistent, and certain. The last one I really love, and that is being predictably reliable. I have a friend that you can set your clock by. If that person says they're going to do something, they do it. And if they can't do it, they let you know they're not going to do it. You know that I am also a consultant with a local mortuary and cemetery here in San Diego, and it is so disappointing to me how many people will make appointments with you, set a time, and then not show up and not call and not take your call and not respond to your message. That just floors me, and I'm finding that the most frequent culprit is our young African-American women. They make commitments and they don't keep them, and they don't call and say, I can't do it. I mean, or send a text or something. And I'm not trying to zero in. It's just been my experience in this business. If we are unable to do something, we ought to let somebody know, because we underestimate that other people are depending on us. And, for instance, I made a commitment to you this morning, and what if I blew it off?
Right.
You know, my reputation is at stake. Your reputation is at stake. Our future relationship is at stake. People who are expecting to hear me now have an image of me as a person who does not keep commitments, a person who just says whatever just for the moment. So our conscientiousness becomes critical as it relates to doing the right thing. Spike Lee was right. Just do the right thing. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you can't, let somebody know. And reschedule.
Right.
And so that's being conscientious on a number of different levels. It's also including being considerate of other people's feelings, being clear about who you are, and also, I'm going to say this too, consistent in your appearance. It's very disheartening to see people inconsistent in their behavior and their appearance, so that you never know what you're going to get at any particular time. That's scary to me. I really like consistency in behavior and appearance, and I want to see the best of who you are as well. So that's our fifth word. Our sixth word, did you have something you wanted to say?
No. I just want to say we're going to go along, so if we do run over, because I want you to finish this message. We have about 3 minutes, but I can allow 15 minutes extra. It won't be live. It'll go into the archive, but I just want to get that out so the listening audience can know that they want to hear the rest of it, they can go ahead into the archive to finish up. But keep going.
Okay, briefly, the sixth word is communication, and that is being clear and timely and imparting and exchanging thoughts, opinions, information. In other words, go ahead and share what you know. If you have knowledge about something, be willing to share it with other people. Don't withhold knowledge. Don't withhold information that's important. Go ahead and share those things with other people so that we can all experience the improvement that quality communication brings to the table. Don't be missing in action, that kind of thing. So clear and timely exchanges of ideas, thoughts, and opinions is very, very important in communication as it relates to personal and professional relationships. And finally, our seventh word is being centered. As a principle, and this is really from Stephen Covey, as a principle-centered person, you're able to stand away from the emotions of a situation and other factors and begin to evaluate your options. This means that you're not thrown off every time something happens. People can't easily snatch the rug out from underneath you. You're not putting so much faith and trust in only one way of doing anything that if anything changes, you're all thrown off. So you have personal power, and through this personal power, you can become more self-aware, knowledgeable, and proactive to create more control over yourself, number one, and then over situations that you're involved in. But it comes from being a centered person and not being swayed and thrown about by whatever happens, the winds that blow and that kind of thing. So those are the 7 points. You have them available, I believe, at the website or at some location. If people have any questions.
They're on Grown and Joy under the form, where you can listen to the 7 TCs, and you can just see the information on Bill Grown and Joy. And if you're not a member, everyone, just remember you have to become a member to go forth onto into the actual community. For those of you that are a member, just click form. But if you're not, become a member, click forms, and the information is there what Dee is speaking on. Are you there, Dee?
Yes, I am. Thank you so very much for this privilege this morning.
Yeah, definitely.
And again, people can feel free to reach me, Dee Sanford, on Facebook. There's a Dee down
definitely.
In Australia, but my little brown face will pop up, and I think I have on a kind of whitish yellow suit, so I'll be the one.
And do you have an upcoming women's event that I wanted you to speak on?
Oh, thank you so very much. I do. Our 14th annual All Business Women's Celebration of Women's History Month here in San Diego takes place next Friday, October 21st, at 6:30 p.m., and it's going to be a celebration of some pearls in our community, women who are women of high character and integrity and well-educated women, and that is Dr. Anjanette McFarland, Dr. Shirley Weber, Dr. Jennifer Sims, Dr. Ida Green, and Jane Jones, who is an exceptionally sharp woman who helps people find employment here in San Diego as well as across the nation. So we'll be honoring those women. The networking will be powerful, and there will be entertainment.
Well, definitely, definitely. Well, is there any other additional information that you'd like to share with the listening audience? It's just been an honor to have you on the air. As I say, my continued blessings to you, which I see what you have going on is like a ministry to many, many, many. I mean, ministries come in all forms, not just that. My continued blessings to your businesses and the growth of it and the prosperity just grace upon it, because I think you're just absolutely awesome.
Thank you so much, Khalifia. God bless you and your listening audience, and I'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Definitely. And there you guys have it, Ms. Dee Sanford with Dee Sanford International. You can get all of these information or contact her through BillGrownAndJoy.com. Join as a member. If you're not, you can go ahead and just join up. But you can go directly to Dee's site also, DeeSanford.com. Definitely a powerful, powerful woman within the community here in San Diego. Not just San Diego, she's worldwide. So definitely a person that you want to connect with, definitely a person that you can speak with and share best practices and just mentor some. You know, she does speaking engagements. I actually went to one of her women's conferences prior to coming to Atlanta. It was just absolutely inspiring. What she's doing in the community and pulling everybody together in a very, 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 very positive way. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. And that's thank you for tuning in, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You can definitely, like I said, go on there. I'll go on to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. All of these contact information is in our guest contact information. She is a member, like I said again. And you can also actually, you all know that our site is interactive, so you can email her and she'll get the email directly to her email. But definitely that concludes us today. So as I mentioned, the movement continues coast to coast. I'm preparing, guys, I was scheduled to go to Atlanta from the 3rd to the 17th again, but I got called where I may be going to Cleveland or Indianapolis. So it's on pause right now, but as you guys know, we will keep you guys informed on where BGE will be and where we will be speaking and meeting up with the community leaders. But it's just absolutely, absolutely a blessing to be able to spread the word and be a part of this movement. The buzz is out there, everyone, so, I mean, just come and be a part of it. BillGrownAndJoy.com, join in so you can keep up with what's going on. There's so much, so much going on, but you need to be a part of it if you want to change your lives, you want to educate yourself. It starts with you. As they say, the old saying, if it's up to me, if it's to be, it's up to me. So definitely you got to be the one to take the first steps, and the door is open through Bill Grown and Joy for you to come in and educate yourself and become financial literate. So that way you can change and empower your lives in these times. It's not going to be, it's just going to be up to you. Nobody else is going to do it for you. So we got to join together, making a difference. Love you all. We're going to be back on Monday, Entrepreneur Talk and Working Diva, Bobby J., your golden nest egg. And then next week, I will give you guys the details. I'm working on something with Karen where I will be on Access Cleveland. And then, of course, on Wednesday, I have CEO and VP of One Stop Financial Advisor, Carlton. He's back, you guys, and he has some great information of what's going on with the market, some way to build some money, get your nest egg built back up, as with Bobby going to tell you about the gold report and what's going on in the gold world. That's a very, very unique way of also building up your nest egg and rebuilding your life financially. So have a great and blessed week, everyone. Make sure you don't forget to like the BGE Facebook page. Add yourself to my Facebook page, and definitely join Bill Grow and Enjoy. Join, become a member. The movement is alive, everyone. My blessings to you all, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Khalifia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, Positive actions lead to positive results.